ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
All right, it's been two long weeks, gentlemen, but we are back at Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip.
You got the D, the O, the double G.
You got the B, the O, the Bo.
Come on, how man. I missed you guys so much, man. Oh, so much to talk about. We're going to fly through some stuff tonight. But I want to say this. One thing I did learn over the 2 weeks. Actually, no, before I get into that, more importantly, how's your guys' family doing? How's everything good?
Everything's good.
Great.
Everything's good?
Good.
Mama Duke's feeling good?
Yep.
Pop held up okay?
Yep.
All right. I know we don't want to get into details about that, but I was thinking about it. I want everybody that does download this podcast or listen to this podcast, I want them to go back and listen to our pilot episode and episode one. Let me give a reason why. Because you two have the most convenient memory, and that is exactly what I stated in the first episode, pilot or first episode, one of the two, where I said why we're starting this is because you guys don't remember what you say, and now you can't.
I think you're delusional.
What are you saying?
You're delusional right now.
Because some of the conversations that we have, like dog comes in here tonight, talk about, oh, yeah, I told you my dog, this, and I got this, and I told you this is what we're going to do, and I told you this was going to happen.
And you said you picked everything correct.
I said, I was honest and said that I didn't.
No.
That's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah, no.
I listened to it today.
What do you mean?
Today.
Oh, you listened to the episode last week or 2 weeks ago.
Today.
And you said what?
That we would franchise Godwin.
Okay.
Sign Levante.
Okay.
Sign Shaq.
Okay.
Leonard Fournette might not come back. And those are my same exact words.
Did you see the video with AB?
I said might not come back. We'll see how hungry he is for money.
AB was working out with Playoff Lenny, as he calls him, and said that they're going to work this thing out.
Hold on, that's Super Bowl Lenny.
Yeah, that's Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Lenny, Playoff Lenny, just not regular season Lenny.
Just not regular guy. All right, fair
enough. And hold on.
Wait, what?
Fans. Week one, I said who was going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, we all said that. Okay. You say the Bucks are going 16-0 every single time, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I went 14-2.
We discussed this every week, and I hit it right on the head.
You did, right? 11-5, right?
Yeah, and he also knew that we're going to play Chad Henne or whoever the guy's name from the football team quarterback in the playoffs.
What?
Yeah, you said we're going to play him too, huh?
We didn't play Chad Henne. We played their backup.
Yeah, what was his name?
I don't know, but he was pretty good.
Well, let's run through the list real quick. Let's do a brief catch-up to where we are here. We just signed Gronkowski to – yesterday.
Yep.
Minter signed, re-signed.
Practice squad.
Nunez Roches, re-signed. Godwin franchise Nacho. Tag. Barrett signed.
Don't forget about Aaron Stinney.
Okay, Aaron Stinney signed. Tom Brady signed. Levante David. And it does sound like suck-up signed, right?
Kevin did sign. Kevin
3 years,
Minter.
12 million.
3 years, 12 million.
Kevin Minter.
I got that. Minter signed. Outstanding is Sue, Lenny, Brown, and a variety of others.
Brait.
Is Cameron Brait on that list?
Yeah.
Let's go here.
You know what's really weird?
LeSean McCoy's on it, too. Didn't really see a lot of him at all, did we? Both are backups.
He was there
Gabbert,
for
Ryan Griffin.
I thought Brait was – Brait's got to be a free – or he might be an unrestricted free agent or something like that. I don't know. I know he's not – like, locked up with us.
Huh. Either way, there's still a mighty list. Have you looked to see, like, what teams have been – doing three out of the top 10, what they're saying, the top 10 free agent moves are all offensive linemen.
Yeah, that's where you win the game.
I couldn't agree more. Let's see. Kansas City signs Joe Tooney.
Yeah, I mean.
Eh?
You let two of your homegrown drafted offensive linemen.
They couldn't afford them. They had to do something else.
Just walk.
Two center signed. Oh, yeah, today. What did we say? Our boy Carson Wentz went to Indianapolis a while ago, but today Flacco signs with
He's not my boy.
Eagles.
Oh, no. He's not my boy.
That's right. I forgot. I apologize. A couple other things. Did you just watch that video on TV with Winston crying?
No.
I'm telling you.
I don't pay attention to him.
I ain't worried
he's
about
like
him.
The guy that like had to get really tight with the starting quarterback before he left to like
get a chance. You know what I'm saying? And now he's crying on TV saying what it means to him.
I mean.
Well, whatever.
1 year with New Orleans, he has more ties than the 5 years with the Bucks. He's got
that was your guy.
He's got a better bittersweet taste in his mouth, probably.
When you're on the Bucks, you're on that team. I'm gonna support you. As soon as you're off,
you're done.
Whatever.
Which, by the way, did you guys hear about what Gronk posted today? Or what? Not what he posted. I'm sorry, but what came into an interview that came out.
Whether they were put him on practice squad.
No, he says, I'm excited to start to get backed up. It comes to knowing the guys that we have coming back, knowing the guys on the team. Football can be a grind. It can be the biggest grind. And when you get guys in the locker room that you know you don't really want to be around, it's tougher. But let me tell you, everyone loves being around everybody on the Bucks. This is a team, and I can't wait to get back and start for round two.
Yeah, we got a really good shot to,
that was a shot at the Patriots, though.
You got a really good shot to go 14-2. 16-0 this year.
You don't agree?
I mean,
what's one thing Tom Brady hasn't done? He hasn't gone 17-0 and win the
Super
Bowl.
I don't want to go undefeated. You need about 2-3 losses this year. You need it.
No losses.
This is my aspect. How, when the Patriots did go undefeated and they went to the Super Bowl and they lost that to the Giants,
yes, they did.
That would be the most devastating loss. That's the most devastating loss.
I believe that was a would you rather.
What?
Yeah, I think
what
so.
Was it? Would you rather be the Bills going 4 times in a row and losing or going undefeated and then losing that one? I'm going 4 times in a row instead of going undefeated for that.
Yeah. I kind of agree, actually.
So I don't want to go undefeated.
So you're a four-time loser.
Going undefeated now. Whatever. But going undefeated is not a trophy. It's not anything. You kind of need a slap in the mouth.
That's a historical run still.
It is
a historical run. Do that.
There's only one team.
All the way through.
Yeah, the Dolphins. Yeah.
There's about to be two. Another Florida squad.
If it happens, it happens. But – I don't know. That's a whole nother.
Have you guys seen who we play this year?
Yeah.
Who? Give me the rundown. Is there somebody you're scared about or something?
No, that's what I'm saying.
But there's always those kind of games. Like even last year, this year we're going to be clicking a lot more, so I don't think there's going to be that many games. But there's still going to be those one or two games that are just that. It's just the NFL. It's just what happens. It's not you. I mean, it's so hard to be perfect every week in and week out, and these guys know that it's not going to always click. Look at the Bears.
It's generally always a fluke, like where the team's you don't think you're going to lose.
It's just the one. Yeah. So I hate to say it, but that's just the way it goes.
I think there's a totally different mentality in that locker room.
Very different.
Oh, 100%.
But there's still some things they need. There's still some things they need to work on throughout the year.
I feel like there's still a chip on their shoulder. There's still something to prove.
Well, I guess you could kind of look at the
They're showing the power ranking right now after free agency, and now the Bucks are finally ahead of the Chiefs. Because we bought, 75-80% of our guys we needed back so far.
Yeah. Man, the grades that the Sports Illustrated gave are, they gave Gronkowski a B+. They gave Godwin a B. Levante B+, but they did give Shaq Barrett an A+.
Well, that's because it's a bigger deal, but yeah. What was it? Kenny Golladay? Do you see his contract?
How much was it?
4 years, $70-something million.
Yes, he got that.
You know what that means after this year? Yeah. Godwin's going to be the highest paid wide receiver. He has to have that year. But
well, a couple other things. One good thing before we get into a couple bad things. Did you guys see this about Mike Evans?
What?
He donates $50,000 for the Texas Storm Relief.
Oh, that's cool. He's probably one of the most – I don't know why I didn't get the Walter Payton Award this year.
I know. He does so much
off the field. It's almost too much to list.
His hometown has a day for him.
Yep. Yeah. Was it his high school or something?
His hometown has
a day. Oh, his whole hometown?
Him. Yeah.
Well, not so good news. Deshaun Watson, man. What the hell? So, what do you guys hear about this story? 14 women have come forward now?
It's been two every day.
They're saying that he's flying these women out here, having a private hotel room for them, and he's going to get in a massage. Sounds like one of these girls were,
happy ending massage?
Yeah.
I was hearing the other guys talk on the local radio, and they were all saying that, not all of it adds up. Not saying that we're that, you know, he was defending him, but at the same time, 14 of them, not one of them want to press charges. What are you doing? Like, are you consenting now? Now that you feel guilty about it, your emotions run different, so you're going to make these accusations against them?
Or he was a nice predator?
How come they haven't come? They haven't even come out publicly and say who they are.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. Until all the facts are there, I don't know. But it's,
I agree.
It could go deep, and it could be something from the Texans. You know, nobody's going to sign him because he doesn't want to play for him, so the league suspends him for a year.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, that guy, do you really – when you're an NFL star, I don't think that necessarily is an issue.
No, I agree.
Not saying they're better, but, you know, ladies tend to flock to athletes.
So aside from Deshaun Watson, and aside from – like I said, we just kind of ran through all the Bucs stuff real quickly. I know we got our other Lightning and Rays to talk about, but real quick – another side note today. Do you see that this is the first time since 1979 that the Sweet 16 does not have Kentucky, Kansas, Duke, or UNC?
Yeah, I seen that today.
I mean, does that not say that players are not wanting to play for these old school coaches anymore and they're going to these other programs?
I think
with younger
lot,
coaches. Look at the coaches.
I think a lot of it has to do with just, like, not social media so much, but a lot of kids have a voice now, so they always want to prove something. So if you're the underdog, you know, you get these hype videos that, you know, why can't I do it? Why can't we do it, you know?
No, I agree. There probably is a piece of that, 100%. All right, guys, other than that, let's talk Lightning for a second. Top of the league. What were we just saying, dog? What is it? Most in points, fewest losses, of course, most wins. What are we? The best home, almost the best away record.
The best team.
Best differential. Highest goals for, lowest goals against. Or no, not lowest, but very close. And they're on a win streak. But they did play a shitload of games last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five, I think it was.
They got Vazzy's up there for MVP.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been playing lights out.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. It's so much a difference when that other guy comes in because he lets up a goal or two. It's like, oh my God.
So upset when that other.
Well, you know, because he's not like bad. He's not horrible. But when you go one or two. When you see one or two goals go past when we're used to Vazzy throwing shuts out, it's like, yeah, of course. It's like, it's different.
Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. What else is going on around the Tampa Bay area? Because I'm telling you right now. I don't understand preseason baseball.
Spring training, excuse me.
I don't understand it. It, like, stops.
I did see the Rays were in the top 15 for highest fan base.
Well, that's great because they're in the bottom rung and wins.
Yeah, we're second out of
– That's fine. It's spring training.
It is spring training. Wins and losses really don't mean anything.
So that's why I need you to coach me. Explain to me why what you're seeing – on the field in the limited
well, you got to play. You got to take into effect that spring training is to get everybody get warmed up. It's a long season. You need a lot of endurance, so it gets the pitchers.
Are
to
they
get
doing
their arms
a full 162?
Yeah,
schedule. Oh, they are
so far. Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's a long journey. You have a lot of players to go through. I think there's like 53 people they bring to start spring training.
Okay,
you boil it down to your last 25 towards the end of the last week of the spring training season. But it's just, it's a lot to, you look over a lot. You're putting in players in different positions. You're getting all your kinks out.
How many of our core 25, you said? 25?
Yeah.
How many of our core 25 is still here from last year?
There's quite a few.
I'd say.
If you're counting last year, as in even in the farm league, we're bringing up a lot of arms. We got a few arms from the Padres with the trade.
I'm just saying, at the end of the day, out of the 25 players that were on our World Series run roster, how many are still on the roster trying to?
We lost Morton. We lost, I think there was two other guys and two other pitchers. Like four or five guys, I think, are gone from the team. So we have a lot of the core, and then we also have some new additions coming in too as well.
Okay. All right.
I think this year you're going to see a lot of pitchers.
Oh, tons of pitchers.
Working – you know, 3-4 innings, you know, a lot of pitchers that'll be around the 80 to 100, 120 versus guys throwing 200 innings. I think they're going to, you know, do a rotation day, so they're going to still put that in effect.
I'm literally ignorant to this fact. So how many people you're allowed to have, is it like football's 53, it's 25 is your
25.
Cap?
for your active roster, and then you have so many in your
Farm system.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll basically have, you know, 9-10 pitchers,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll have 10-11.
Well, so how do you feel about the season so far? Seeing what you're seeing on the field so far. I mean, granted, they only give you limited pitches. They give you limited innings.
I think the team, I mean, they're still intact from last year's team. I definitely think they have a good chance of, you know.
Playoff run.
And, you know, we'll take it there. But we definitely need to just play our game. We don't need to try to compete with the big bats from the Yankees or.
You can't. You got
to.
You
I mean, you gotta think there's probably some added pressure to this year's Bay Area sports teams because you expect the Lightning are going to go to the playoffs.
The Lightning and Bucks are going to have pressure. The Rays kind of just do their thing too, man.
They went to the series.
But the thing is like last year was 60 games, which everybody was more involved in. This is 162. Yeah. Come June, July, August, now you got football hyped up around the corner of the fan. Yeah.
But see,
it starts to go away. But
that's
just,
where the Rays start pulling these younger guys up.
Yeah. Expanding the rosters.
And when they expand the rosters and they pull these younger arms up that other teams don't have much film on to say, oh, this is what he throws three, you know, on third pitch strikes, whatever. There's a baseball super long, like you said. There's a lot of baseball.
Yeah.
162
games. I get it. And it looks like this, like we said, this season starting in April.
Yep.
Playoffs for the end of the hockey season, like the first week of May. So that goes immediately into the playoffs. Basketball around the same time. And then July is right back into the regular schedule. I think they're going to try and take everything back to regular schedules, right? Like, I think
that'd be a short off season.
October. Exactly.
Well, basketball's right around the same time too. I think it's a little bit after hockey.
Because you're going into June.
They need 100%. To, or else this is going to have to be the new normal. But I don't know. I like the way they were before.
I do too.
Because you got baseball kind of carry you over right into the season, and when football goes in, then you bring the other stuff in. It's just sports all year.
I agree, 100.
I don't know.
All right. Anything else you guys want to talk about here in segment one before we come back and have some fun?
No, I'm good.
No.
And we got to do our first commercial next week. We got a sponsor. Big day.
Oh.
Contain the excitement, fellas.
Whoa. Whoa.
You guys. Short bus. All right. Anything else?
No, we'll be back.
We'll be back. All right, and we're back, guys. It's time to have some fun. I will say that I'm excited seeing all these commercials about the draft. I think it's obvious Lawrence is going number one. But do you think it makes sense? Patriots, do you see who they're thinking about going after? Alabama quarterback?
Mac Jones.
Makes sense, right? Get a quarterback that you could try and build around, like five or six or something like that.
And then you don't have to spend
all your money on a quarterback.
I don't even want to look at mock drafts right now.
Yeah, I know.
I think the Jaguars will take Lawrence at one, but other than that, I don't. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like there's going to be some going right now
until we see what happens with these free agents.
Well, they're going to. Sean says they have the best pick in the draft.
You got who?
You
the Bucks?
Yeah,
yeah. They got the best pick in the draft.
Yeah,
they do.
You know, he says that if we were number 16, we'd have the best pick in the draft. Yeah. So.
Duh.
That is good.
All right, so we're going to have some fun. Why don't we do your team's dog? Why don't we do that first?
Yeah, so we got the Would You Rathers, your guys' Bucks team, and then something else.
Ooh.
So
is that what it's called, something else?
No, it's just because the draft's coming up, and we're going to do a couple of draft.
Mine for this evening, so you guys know, are based on sports logos, and they are timed quizzes that you guys have to complete together as a team.
Based on
sports logos. Is that what's going to be up on the computer screen, or are you going to describe
them? Nope. You're going to be up on this computer screen, but then we have one quiz that you have to take separately.
Heard.
All right.
Great.
Lead us, dog.
All right, let's jump into the Would You Rathers, the fan favorite.
Fair enough.
Would you rather?
All right. Would you rather have a coach like Sean Payton? You know, old kind of.
Oh, he's old? So
He's an older coach.
Go ahead.
He sticks to his guns. You know, he knows what works, knows what doesn't.
All right.
Or would you rather have a coach like Sean McVay? You know, young gun, pulling out new tricks.
As a coach, Payton all day. Yeah.
You'd rather have
the older guy out there as your coach.
Not saying that.
I wouldn't pick
Payton
as the older coach, but, you know, yeah, Payton's better than McVay.
There's more experience coach versus a younger coach.
All these younger coaches, like, I mean, like, you think about the John Grudens and all them, they came up underneath all these major name coaches, and that's why they are the coaches that they are. You've got, like, Raheem Morris comes out there out of the gate, and now he's never been a head coach again except for by default. I mean,
he got a gig out there in LA. Atlanta.
Oh, we did it in LA, that's right.
Defensive coordinator.
Yeah, so, again.
All right. Would you rather watch a regular season game with front row seats or a high-stake playoff game in the nosebleeds?
High-stake playoff in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck a regular season game.
Bo, you're going to like this one. Would you rather take responsible for losing the championship or have a teammate take all the credit for the win when you deserve it?
Take all. Yeah, let the teammate have it.
Oh, so
okay, wait a minute. Okay, run this by me. So your choices are
you lose the game.
Like, I lose the game and I got to deal with that. Or I really won the game, but you're getting all the credit.
Yeah, let that teammate win.
Okay.
You're still winning at the end of the day.
It's true.
Who did what.
That is true.
That's my outlook on it.
That's true. But will at least one person say, good job, Chip?
No.
No. No. So no one says good job, Chip?
No.
Does he get a shirt and a hat?
Yeah, well, obviously, but you don't get any recognition.
Is my name on the trophy?
Nobody
you don't even get a notability.
Like, is my name on the trophy?
It's like, so he would be like the backup place kicker that came in, kicked a game-winning field goal, but it all goes to like the
as
defense.
As long as I'm not the guy, exactly. Like, what was Roy Finkel? Ray Finkel.
He was a character on a movie.
Yeah, I know. As long as I'm not like that guy. But would my name be on the trophy?
Well, that guy turned into a girl.
Sure.
I'll let Bo have it.
But your name will be on the bottom of the trophy. It won't be on the side. It'll be on the bottom.
Like, you got to lift it up and look at the bottom. But everybody hosts the trophy up, so they need to see.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. All right. Would you rather peak early in your career or late in your career?
Probably peak early and get that bread.
Well, if you peak early, you might not have a long career.
You peak early, you're going to sign that contract that's going to get you guaranteed money. You peak late in your career, nobody's going to give you young kid money.
Well, you're going to get 8 Super Bowl rings.
Oh,
not 7.
You didn't say anything about Super Bowls.
I'm just saying.
I think I'd rather like peak later and go out on a high note. I'd rather peak later.
Like, you struggled and you were just trash your first 5.
You didn't say trash. you said struggle.
Oh, trash. Shit. All right, let's get into your guys' Buccaneers. All right,
teams. Who picks first this week?
You do.
Thank you.
Should we go over your team? Your team?
Yes,
your
please.
Champion Chippers.
I know. I got Chris Conti.
Oh, Buccaneer buddies. All right,
let's do it. What do I got?
All right, Chip, you got Devin White, Lavonte David, Dexter Jackson, Vita Vea, JPP, Rondae Barber, Sean Murphy Bunting, Chris Conti, Booger McFarland, Noah Spence, Quan Alexander.
Man, that's huge.
Bo's
a
got
huge team.
Derek Brooks, Hardy Nickerson, Antoine Winfield, Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice, Keep Tlaib, Carlton Davis, Sabi Piscatelli, Brian Price, Brad Culpepper, and Shelton Quarles.
You got to say, my team's a little stronger than yours right now.
This week, we're going to do some offensive guys.
Okay.
And we're going to start with you, Chip.
I thought we did offensive players because he had Ernest Graham.
Well,
that was last week. You guys got your offensive team still. But we'll go over that after we pick these guys.
We still have
guys.
To finish our 11 guys.
So you got Mark Carrier or Vincent Jackson?
Vincent Jackson.
Ooh. Bo, Jimmy Giles, or Keyshawn
Johnson?
Are
you marking down our teams here?
Yeah,
Just making sure because
Keyshawn.
Oh, I'm sorry. What were his picks again? Keyshawn and
Jimmy Giles or Keyshawn?
Oh, of course. Okay.
Paul Gruber, Chip.
Okay.
Or Ali Marpet.
Oh, that's tough.
Gruber was a big boy.
He was, but I like Marpet though, man. So I'm going Ali.
Donald Penn, Donovan Smith, Bo.
What Donovan Smith and what Donald Penn?
Huh?
What Donald Penn and what Donovan Smith do I get this past year's Donovan Smith? Because I'll take him.
Actually.
Those guys are like almost equal. I think Donald Penn just retired too, I just saw.
Yeah, he did.
I'd probably roll with Penn.
Yeah, Penn was a more proven player to me.
He had less flaw. Donovan stepped up big this year, though.
I'm happy with taking Donovan.
All right, Chip.
Not 2 years ago.
You got Mike Glennon. Glennon the Great. or Brian Griese.
Brian Griese.
Ooh, yeah, yeah. What?
Brian Griese.
He was actually decent.
Yeah, he was.
Bo. Josh Freeman, Jameis Winston.
Freeman.
Really?
Yep.
Chip. And I'm not saying really because I really wanted Freeman. I thought for sure he'd take Winston.
Not a good look, Chip. Not a good look, Chip. A lot of turnovers.
Now my guy was just on TV crying. Hey,
a lot
man.
Of turnovers.
Your defense might be good, but you know
the ESPN lady goes, I mean, he had an incredible 30 touchdown season with an unbelievable 30 interceptions.
Yeah, right. All right, last one. Yep. Tight end, Chip.
All right.
Cameron Brate or Dave Moore?
Oof.
That's a good.
Sorry, CB, but I like Dave Moore, man.
All right. Cool deal. So we'll go over your offensive team now that it's intact, and we'll have one more week of this of like special team players and special players, specialty players.
Fair enough.
So, Bo, you got Sean Kingston. Or, I mean, Sean King.
I was going to say, who's Kingston?
Sean King. Doug Martin. Leonard Fournette. Michael Clayton. And Adam Humphreys. And today you picked Mark Carrier, Keyshawn Johnson, Paul Gruber, Donald Penn, Mike Glennon, and then Josh Freeman and Cameron Brate. Chip, you got Mike Glennon made the list twice, but guess what? You picked him twice. No, I'm just kidding. But you got Mike Glennon. You got Ernest Graham.
I don't have Mike Glennon.
LeGarrette Blount.
I don't have Mike Glennon. I got Brian Griese.
I have Glennon. He chose Brian Griese.
See what I'm saying?
Well, dude, just listen. All right. You got LeGarrette Blount.
Yes.
You got Scotty Miller.
Yes.
You got Vincent Jackson.
Yes.
You got Ali Marpet.
Yes.
Brian Griese.
Yes.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Dave Moore.
That is correct. That's a solid team.
That's a solid turnover for turnover team.
Yeah. Well, you still got Mike Glennon.
How do I have Mike Glennon?
I'm just kidding. Oh. But I'm gonna tag Mike Glennon on Instagram this week.
Oh great.
Glennon, the great.
But yeah, so what I got for next week for you guys, I want your guys' top five draft picks overall.
Okay.
And then I want you guys' top five picks that'll help the Bucks overall. Okay. So any five players that would be drafted in the first round by the Bucks, we'll see if you guys nail them on the head when draft comes around, and then we'll get a little bit more into it each week, getting closer to the draft.
So what do I think my top five possibilities are?
You're going to write them down and bring them next week.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
And you can go with, Trevor. You can name the top five that are right in a row if you Google mock draft. You can name those top five if you wanted to.
Okay.
I want to know your top five.
Fair enough.
And then the top five that'll help the Bucks for next year.
I can do that. All right. You want yours next?
Yeah,
or
I have two just basic NFL trivia questions.
All right. What you got?
Busted!
Let's do most tackles in the 2020 postseason. Who had the most?
I know. Devin White, 38.
Who had second most?
Levante David, 26.
Why do you say it after him?
I said Devin White first. You didn't, and then you just kept going. It's like you wanted him to get the question too. Obviously, come on, those are obvious.
Who has the most catches of 20 plus yards since 2018?
Mike Evans.
How many?
Since when? 2018? 2018.
That's 3 years. Three seasons
at least.
25.
Yeah, I was going to say 30-something.
Keep going.
40?
Keep going.
50?
Keep going.
60.
63.
Get out.
63 catches of 20-plus yards.
Kid's impressive. Yeah. All right. Was that it for you?
Did I tell you guys I got my Super Bowl trophies?
Did you?
I don't see them.
Yeah, I did.
And? You like them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for bringing them to show. It's like show and tell.
I might.
You just tell. Okay. I have two logo quizzes for you guys.
Say what?
Now, one is admittedly, it's 30 logos. Both of them, I think, are about 30 logos. One is admittedly easier.
than the other.
Is one of them minor league baseball?
No. No minor league. But, I mean, I will say that there's, like, a couple soccer mixed in there, but you should know these.
Should, because we just totally watch soccer every day of the week.
But you've seen this logo.
Totally, every time, because you know what I've seen my whole entire life.
And then I have one that we just need to go through, and you two need to let me ask the question and see if you get the answer.
Okay? Let's get it.
Which one do you want to do first, logos or the questions?
You choose, man. Your conscience be your guide.
Questions.
Questions. All right. We'll do this as a team effort. Dog, you're going to start us off. Question number one. Which famous hockey team's logo closely represents the national flag of Canada? There are your choices. Ottawa, Quebec, Toronto, Vancouver.
Toronto.
Toronto. Okay. Bo, which of these baseball teams is a logo that's just a single letter? Kansas City, Dodgers, San Diego Padres, and Angels.
Angels.
Okay. The basketball logo of this city, Bo, or dog, features a ferocious dinosaur. Philadelphia.
Questions
New
incorrect.
Jersey, Milwaukee, Toronto.
Toronto.
Okay. Which of these team logo has more than just a single letter? Boston Red Sox, Green Bay Packers, Ottawa Senators, Pittsburgh Pirates.
Boston.
Boston. Okay. You sure?
Yep.
All right. The logo produced for 1992 Walt Disney movie belongs to the Detroit Tigers, Phoenix Coyotes, Anaheim Ducks, Buffalo Sabres.
The logo produced for Anaheim.
Anaheim Ducks, okay. Which of these football cities does not have a logo featuring a creature that flies? Carolina, Arizona, Baltimore, Atlanta.
The shitty-ass Panthers.
Okay. Which hockey logo features a ferocious creature crushing a hockey stick with its teeth? Philadelphia, Vancouver, San Jose.
San Jose Sharks.
Okay. Which NFL city's logo simply features a horseshoe?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Which Western U.S. hockey team, which survived the only half a decade in the early 70s, had a logo of an aquatic creature surrounded by the first letter of the team's name? Seattle Seahawks, Arizona Dolphins, San Francisco Whales, California Golden Seals. Good luck. I don't know either, but I would go with this.
No.
I don't know. I think the California Golden Seals.
Maybe the Golden Seals.
Arizona Dolphins just do not sound right.
No, it doesn't. Seattle Seahawks.
California. Okay. This basketball logo features a basketball on fire, which represents his team.
Miami.
Miami. Which of these four football teams does not require or feature a logo with an animal on it? Cincinnati, Denver, Detroit, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Which of these Chicago teams has a logo that's simply a C? Chicago White Sox, Cubbies. Cubs. Okay. Hockey team which survived in the state for over 20 years had an N with a large star at the top. Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, Connecticut.
I want to say it's Minnesota.
Do you?
No. Hold on. A hockey team. Let's see. New Jersey.
That is correct.
They have the big flame on it?
Yes, the N turns into the J off the bottom of the end. All right. The logo for the NHL city is Crown. Los Angeles, Boston, Tampa Bay, Washington.
Bo, do you know?
This NHL city is a Crown.
Washington.
Okay. Capitals.
Montreal Canadiens have a large C as their logo. What is the letter written in small writing that sketches between the top
on,
and the
hold
bottom?
Hold on,
hold
on, hold on. Go back to that. Might be Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's the Kings,
yeah,
dude.
The Kings.
Yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm like, no. It's
I shouldn't let you change that, actually. Yeah. Montreal Canadiens have a large C as their logo, but what letter is written in a small writing that sketches between the top and the bottom of the arch of the C?
Losers. I don't know.
Montreal
Canadiens. It's only one letter?
Mm-hmm.
M.
M?
F.
F.
F. F.
Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay. And a couple more here. Which cities? Okay. Represents music. The famous hockey logo has never been altered once it was created in 1930s. Wheel, wing coming out of the city. Which city logo is
what it? Is fun?
Detroit, San Diego, Pittsburgh, New York.
That's going to be the Red Wings.
Yeah.
That's correct. Dallas Cowboys logo has a cowboy on it. True or false?
Yeah, they should. Bunch of weirdos.
This football logo features a man with a helmet and an eye patch. Two swords passing.
Yeah, Chucky. All
right. And which of these teams features a very patriotic logo?
Buffalo.
New England.
Okay.
Submit answers. Correct. Incorrect. It was the Ottawa Senators. Which of these teams has a logo that's more than just a single letter?
Yeah, they have little
socks. They just have the
B. No, you're a B.
Okay. And the rest? Nope. Hockey team which survived to stay for 10 years has an N with a large. It was Minnesota.
And what did I say?
I think you said Minnesota. It was H, which is Canadians.
I think we said H.
Which city logo represents music? It was St. Louis, the Blues.
Nashville country.
Yeah.
Whoever made this test.
It doesn't work that way.
I think Dog got all of his right.
No, he didn't.
Pretty much. You got the New Jersey wrong.
He was the
odd
ones.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, so this is the last one. Those of you listening, you're not going to be able to see the logos, but we're going to rip through this thing real quick. All right? Let's do the kind of more difficult one a little bit. All right? That's not this one. It's this one. Here we go. Start going across. What's
Steelers,
that?
Avalanche, Bulls, Bills, Yankees, Pacers.
Do what now? Avalanche?
Avalanche.
Uh-oh. Avalanche.
Bulls.
Who you got next? Bulls.
Bills, Yankees, Pacers.
Bills. Yankees. Are you sure? What's this one?
Real Madrid? I don't fucking know.
Manchester, you.
Flyers. Tigers. Edward Scissorhands.
Flyers.
The Sissy Nannies.
You guys are running out of time quickly.
Heat, Colts, Indians,
this one?
Saints. I don't know. Don't go worry about that. Answer the ones we know.
You have to because you can't really go on, man. That's the whole point.
You skip that one. Heat.
Right. Heat. Why is it not typing? There we go. Heat. What's this one?
Which one? I can't see where you're pointing.
We got Colts.
Indians. Coyotes.
Indians. Coyotes.
Grizzlies. Memphis Grizzlies. Saints. Devils, Red Sox, Falcons, Red Wings, Marlins, Cowboys, Phoenix Suns, Portland Trail Blazers.
Where are you, Dog?
I'm just trying to make sure he doesn't say something stupid. I'm trying to figure out these other teams. That's Manchester U right there, I think. The one at the bottom with the lion?
I don't know. There's Man U and then there's Man City.
Oh, yeah.
No Manchester U.
I don't even – that's not Team USA, is it?
Team USA?
I don't know. Football club?
Yeah, Team USA.
America? I don't know. Soccer, man. It's the only ones that we don't know.
Okay, we got 22 out of 30.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. What do we got?
Jazz. Pirates, Avalanche, Broncos, Canadians, Bulls, Golden State, Boston, Lightning, Giants.
What's this one?
Islanders. Which one? Canadians.
All right.
Bulls, Golden State, Boston, Lightning, Giants.
Golden State what?
Warriors.
All right.
Who's that red flag?
Red flag?
Yeah, you see that weird red flag? It's like a pirate flag.
Oh, you're talking about two-time Super Bowl champs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. type that in for those guys.
Got it.
Islanders.
What's this one?
Islanders.
All right.
Falcons, Red Wings, Bucks, greatest team ever. The Urs, because that's all
Islanders,
it says.
Falcons. Red Wings.
Buccaneers.
Who's this?
Lakers.
All right.
Celtics. Maple Leafs. Patriots. Raptors.
See, you guys killed these.
Yeah, because it's teams we know.
Well, you should have known all the others.
I don't watch soccer.
You run a sports podcast.
Yeah.
So do you. You didn't know.
I knew what they were.
You didn't put them in. We win and lose as a team. Raptors.
All right. Panthers. Oh.
Niners.
Yeah, good one. Ducks.
Are you sure?
Scroll up a little bit.
I know who it is.
Kings?
Yep. Sacramento Kings, right?
Yep.
Why is it not doing it? There we go.
Denver Nuggets. Mm-hmm. Colts. Flyers. Texans. Cubs. Timberwolves.
No.
They changed their logo, didn't they?
It's not the Timberwolves. That's,
Minnesota Wild.
Yeah.
Brewers. Heat, Padres.
We're killing it, boys.
Can't see. Cheaters.
Houston, Magic.
Dodgers. Oilers.
Raiders.
Ravens.
Reds.
Blue Jays.
Raiders, Ravens, Reds.
Yep.
Blue Jays.
Packers. NFC losers.
NFC losers. All right.
Sixers.
Giants.
Rockies. Rockets. Jag. Las Vegas.
Pacers.
Twins.
Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres.
Ooh, Liberty Bell. That's, fuck.
Who is that? It's not 76ers where you got that. It's got to be something in Philadelphia. It's not Cowboys with the damn.
No. That's the Liberty Bell. It's somewhere in Philly.
Who's the other Philly?
Fuck, I don't know. Type in Liberty.
Sharks.
The Liberals. Senators.
Washington.
Or Nationals. No, Nationals.
That's a weird one.
It is a weird one. Braves. Who's this?
Rangers.
The Rangers.
Diamondbacks. Brewers. Two Wolves.
123, dude. Holy shit. You're crazy.
There's a lot of teams.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them. Okay. So I think we pretty much know all these, but I want to know what that one is.
Where
too.
Is that? The one with the Liberty Bell and the stars. Type in Liberty. Philadelphia. You guess you have to type in the team name.
That's a weird one, huh?
What, I mean, what is that? How do we not know this? It's not the. Obviously not the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not the Philadelphia. It's not the Phillies, is it? Yeah, it is. Philadelphia Phillies. That's terrible. Yeah, the P was offensive. So, you guys did pretty good on the logos. Dog, you did very good on the questions. Minus one, you missed about three or four. Here's the deal. Be ready next week for our sponsor. No, we're going to do every 2 weeks now. That's right, every 2 weeks until the NHL playoffs start and we get into the baseball season. All right, fair enough.
Sounds good.
Do our first commercial next week. And what else we got? What else do we have?
You can always drop us a line on Instagram or Twitter. Facebook page is coming up too as well. We got studio line anytime, 844-542-4111. Or you can text us at 727-388-1644. Be on the lookout for new post. Comment, retweet us, start a conversation, let us know how you feel about the Sweet 16.
Every Friday, new episode.
How about, what was it, Oral?
Oral Roberts.
Oral Roberts knocked off Ohio State.
Huge.
I think they killed, what was it, there was 0.0567% of brackets, correct?
Yeah,
I was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah, there people are hurting out there, man. Vegas made some money.
Oh, yeah.
All right, anything else?
Nope. Go Bolts.
Yeah, who do we got
tonight? Go Rays.
The who we play? Dallas Stars. Two game. Yeah, we're 3-0 against them. I think they have two games left, and that's it for them.
All my Bucks fan. HBO special on the Bucks tonight.
There it is. All right, guys. See you guys in a couple weeks.
See you.